The former Soviet state of Belarus, where up to 90% of the Jewish population was wiped out during the World War II, was the setting this week for an international conference on Christian-Jewish dialogue. The three-day meeting brought together Orthodox, Catholic, Jewish, and Muslim leaders, together with members of the diplomatic community, to discuss religious values as the basis of mutual respect in society, especially in times of global economic crisis. Heading the Vatican delegation was the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper.
It was very clear there's a new page open today in these relations. Jews and Christians have a unique relations. We deplore very much also anti-Semitism and anti-Judaism, which was in the past, and especially in the Shoah, which was a very painful experience also in Belarus, because in Minsk there was a very high percentage of Jews, and now they are reduced to something like 1% in the population, so they suffered a lot. But the decision was clear to work together for peace and justice in the world of today.
What about the situation of the Catholic Church there in Minsk? How much freedom does the Church have to really carry out its pastoral activities today?
Well, as you know, Belarus is not looked well upon in the Western world, but the Church, the freedom of the Church is given. There's no problem at all. And also the collaboration between the Orthodox Church, which is the majority church, and the Catholic Church, which are mostly of Poles, is very good, and this Metropolitan Philharmonic is a very fine church leader. The collaboration is very good. It's better than the whole rest of the former Soviet Union.